Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show, and don't forget, the TV show as well. Don't forget, we are on social media, and we are on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and we are also on our YouTube channel. I'm so excited, everyone, to bring and talk to an amazing guest. We've been having quite a bit of the show, and today, I guess, is not going to be the exception. And I am so excited to bring another artist today, which I'm hoping that he is able to call us today. So I will give you a little teaser before I bring him on.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated. Reasons why I'm doing what I do. What you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing. I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough from start to the finish. Tough. My endurance come from watching mama. She ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign.
That was our artist for today, and I'm not going to divulge his name because he will tell us all about right after the interview. And I will cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, and I'll be right back. The show today is being sponsored by NatureNova.ca. NatureNova.ca, it is our sponsors today. And we are so happy that a lot of companies are interested of being mentioned here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. And we are also being sponsored by Mindster and Alka Total Fitness. So thank you everyone for sponsoring and for being part of this amazing network. I will be back with my guest.
I
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated.
And that was Mr. the amazing artist that we will be talking in a couple of minutes. And I will divulge the name. Yes, is Mr. Walt Peace. So excited to be able to speak to him today. He's been doing so many amazing things. If you are, check him out on social media, very, very active and doing amazing stuff. And before I bring him on and we find more about his amazing career, I just want to make everyone who is listening all over the world, we have over 48 countries listening to us. And I'm not going to be mentioning all of them because we will be here all day and our hour will be just be gone like that. So thanks to my friends in Europe. Thanks to my friend in Australia. Good morning, guys. Thanks to my friend in South America and Central America, obviously through Canada here. I have to spend a little bit of time here in Canada because this show is being broadcast here in Toronto, and we are so happy that we have all this network, all this amazing people listening to us. If it's not on live, which we are today, is a beautiful Monday. Well, it is cold. It is Canada. So today was 7. And it's, as I said, it's Monday, the 24th. My goodness, where the time is going. Wasn't it summer just a little while ago? And so thank you very much, everyone, for your support. This means a lot to us. We have worked really, really hard, and our show is very, very successful. I want to thank again one of my friends, an acquaintance, a person that is a very a fan number one here at the radio show, has nominated me, and I have to tell you, I am so honored to be nominated for the Woman of Influence Award. I'm not sure if I'm going to be winning. There's lots and lots of amazing women. The gala will be next month in November at the Royal York Hotel. As some of you know, it's one of our nicest places here. And very excited to be nominated again. Thank you so much. Such an honor. Well, without further ado, let's welcome our artist, Mr. Walt P. Walt P. is he is an artist. He's been with a studio and he's been recording LPs. He is 27 year old, very young fellow, and from Augusta. He's in the States, and I can't believe that he's done so much. There is a lot of work this fellow has been doing, and he is determined to be number one as a rapper. But let's find out a little bit more about him, and let's welcome Mr. Walt P. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, and I'm not saying any lies. It's all you. You're doing amazing things, and I'm so happy that you have chosen the Lizzie T Radio Show to talk about your career. So let's take us a little bit back, and I don't want to waste any of your precious time. I know you're a very busy artist, and let's take us back and give us a little bit of background. How you got started into the music industry, and why rapping, and why is this your passion? And by the way, guys, if you're interested in calling us in and asking questions to our guests, the number is 347-996-3926. We are on social media, so you can post your questions on Facebook, on Twitter, and obviously on Instagram, the Lizzie T Radio Show. So yeah, how you got started?
Well, I grew up in Rome, Georgia, and I come from a music background. My mother, she's a singer. My sister, she's a singer. And I joined the Army, and I was on my third tour in Iraq, and I started doing the music. I had an accident, so you know, I had a lot of downtime, and I started writing, you know, my feelings and what I thought about stuff, and you know, it sort of was going along with music. And so on my third tour, my last tour, a friend of mine had a studio set up, started rapping, and I wanted to take it a step further, so I put together a concert over there in Iraq, and it sort of just took on a life of its own. Like, oh man, this feeling is different. You know, it's a different kind of high performing in front of people, and you know, you're telling your story and giving them what's yours, and they're giving you feedback like, hey, I like that. You know, so when I got home and I got out of the Army, and I just went full force with it, man. You know, me and my manager, Andrew, man, we've just been working ever since. And the passion,
what happened in the military? What kind of accident did you have? And it's great that you had the influence of your family. They're already artists. But I find that sometimes when you have musicians in the family, either it rubs off or you completely, you know, I want to do something completely different. When did you know that there's two questions here? Sorry, I'm not trying to rush you, but I just want to make sure that my audience get everything out of you. So what happened in Iraq, in the military, and when did you realize that you actually had the voice and you want to be just as your family?
They're not recording artists per se. You know, my mother, she sings in church. You know, great singer, by the way. That she sings and you sort of like get some goosebumps. And you know, I decided, you know, my voice was in rapping or rhyming with the music. And when I put that concert together, up until that point, it was just a hobby to me. It was just something that I could funnel my feelings and my thoughts into. But when I was up on that stage, something just happened. And I realized this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my calling. This is what I'm supposed to be doing with my life right here in that moment on stage in Iraq. Yeah.
Good for you that you are active and very attentive to your calling, because a lot of people, a lot of us go through life without knowing what our calling is. And here you are paying attention. You did that first concert. You got so much good feedback from your concert. And I guess the feedback and everything from the audience, just you fed on it. Here you are just doing what you love to do, and good for you. Good for you. A lot of people don't have that privilege. Now, do you write your music, Waldy, or do you have people that write for you?
No, I write my music, or either with, I just come up with it in my head. Yeah.
So what influences you to write your own music? Where you get your inspiration, your surrounding, the military, personal experiences, where you get your inspiration from?
All three of those simultaneously. My experience in life,
mm-hmm.
my experience in the military, my experience in the streets, relationships, family, you know, inspiration for the music comes from in that moment. You know, you get there. I never know what I'm going to come up with that day. And I don't like to do that, because I like everything right there on the spot. You know, that feeling, I want that real feeling, in that moment feeling. Yeah.
Wow, phenomenal. This is great. So you have an LP, an EP right now. And very congratulations, by the way. Very impressive. So can you tell us a little bit about your EP? I saw some videos of you on YouTube. There is an amazing, basically you talk about your life on YouTube. There's a lot of information for you guys if you guys are interested in finding more about this artist. And if you would like us to call us in, by the way, you are, the number is 347-996-3926. We are on social media right now, Facebook/LizzieTRadio, Twitter, @LizzieTShow. So we are there right now. If you would like to perhaps just say hello, you know the start is. You're welcome to do so. I love, love, love interaction. So, Waltie, what can you tell us a little bit about your LP?
My LP, it's a culmination of, like I explained, you know, the inspiration comes from the feeling and the emotions you go through, you know, for that day, you know, and each song is is proof of that, you know, and I want my audience to feel how I feel in that moment, or, you know, that's always my goal. You know, what, if you ask me, what do I want a person to get out of my music when they're listening to it? I want them to feel like I feel. I want to relate to them at that level, you know, whether they're going through, you know, they're having fun, or, you know, if you're just feeling like, you know, well, I don't feel like I'm all that today. And you know, I feel you. I've been there. You know, I'm every man, every woman, every person, relatable guy. You know, I've been through a lot, and you know, I can tell a person about that. And when you listen to my music, you know, you're definitely gonna get a sense of that. You know.
And I can tell that you are the type of artist that you love to connect with your audience, and that's great. When you have an artist, when you're watching somebody, when you're listening to an artist and you can relate, he's thinking to me. He's talking about my life. How does he know? And you are a lot more personable. You're able to engage your audience. Your fans are going to love you a lot more because it's like you're thinking about them. You understand their trials. You understand their
Exactly. You know, one of my favorite artists, believe it or not, is Johnny Cash. You know, Johnny Cash, a lot of his music describes what I go through and what I feel. You know, what I've been through. You know, like the beast in me. You know, he's basically describing how he has to keep that beast within because it wants to rage and rant, you know, it wants to howl at the moon, but you know, you got to keep that internal. And you know, I feel like that, you know.
And you beat me to the next question. I was actually going to ask you who inspires you and why, and then there it is.
Yeah.
You answered it, and it's interesting. It's interesting that you can identify with some of the artists because you probably inspired to be just like them, and or even better, obviously better.
Right.
Obviously better.
Well, that's what music's all about, I think. You know, it's about, like we've been talking about, the relatability of that person felt like you felt. And so, you know, you're listening to their song. They might not know what you're going to, but the song that you just made hits it right on the head. And you know, your message, overall message is, hey, it's going to be okay because I'm okay. I made it through that. I came up out that hole. Then that person might listen to that and be like, you know what, you're right. I'm going through that same thing. Boom, let's do it, you know?
And it's just like a medicine, really, because you probably are saying in your message, and I will be playing everyone the song, so not to worry. I've given you a couple of teasers and love the melody, love the song, and... yes, there it is. I'm keeping you guys hooked. So remember, if you're interested in calling us in, everyone, love interaction. Our number to call us in is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. Call us in, talk to us. The artist is today is Walt P. I'm so happy to have him on. And we are on social media, Facebook/LizzieT Radio. And I will ask where we can find him, because maybe there is an artist or maybe there's a producer or somebody who in Canada is looking to bring Mr. Walpe here, and love for you guys to get connected. So that's one of the reasons I do this show, everyone, not just to promote everyone, but to connect everyone here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. So before I forget, we have a lot, don't want to run out of time, but before I forget, I really, really want to make sure that Walpe promotes himself and make sure that we have all the information that where we can find him. Again, if you were interested in hiring him or contacted him and have him in your stage, you can always ask him directly at 347-996-9926. The Lizzie T Radio Show is being sponsored by naturenova.ca. So, Walt, where can we find you? Where is your information? Can you please share with my audience the Facebook or all your social media information?
Of course. You can find me at Twitter at Walt P the Bad Guy. My Instagram, you can hit me up at Walt P, Walt.P, sorry. You can hit me up on Snapchat at Walt P the Bad Guy. You can also, if you for booking, you need me, contact my manager, Andrew Wilson, at 404-263-9458. Again, that's 404-263-9458.
Love it when people know how to promote themselves. I have to tell you guys, this is just a gift. Not a lot of people know how to do that, and he is definitely a good promoter. So what kind of topics? I mean, I heard the song that we're going to be playing today, which is called Radio. Is that called Motivated Radio?
Motivated.
Okay. Motivated. Yeah. So what are the songs that you're working on? And can you talk a little bit about what other songs are your fans should expect from you soon?
Yes. Watch Me is a single that's rotating on YouTube right now. Just type in Walt P and Watch Me. That song is it's definitely one of those. It's another motivation song. You know, per se, it's that digging yourself and do it. You know, just go out and do it. I have a lot of things going on. And, like I said, just hit me up on those sites. And I definitely will share all the information with you. You can find me on YouTube. Like, you can find me on various websites. You buy my music at CD Baby and Spotify and iTunes.
Awesome. And we will link everyone, all the social media, right on my webpage, Liz T Radio, and also on my social media and on my Instagram and on Twitter as well. So let's get a little bit more personable. And I wanted to know, not just the artist, but, just Walt T, the person. Tell us, what is the craziest thing that you've ever done? And keep it PR rated. This is a family show.
I guess. Craziest thing I've ever done, I had to burn feces in Iraq. That was probably the craziest thing I've ever done. use the bathroom out there, and we had these ready-made, these man-made, I can't even think of the word, but we had made some toilets. And to get rid of the waste, you had to burn it. And I was a young private, and so I had to go out there with the gas and a long stick and stir it up. You ever seen that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I can't even think of the name of it, but that's probably the craziest thing I've ever had to do in my life. It's burning. Yeah.
That's awesome. And Now, what advice, and we have a lot of people listening to us, if it's not just right now, Walt, we have people all over the world, and there's a lot of people, they always email every time I do an interview with an artist like yourself, and I consider yourself very successful. I'm not talking money success. I'm talking that you're doing it, you're doing your videos, doing shows, you're recording your EP, and the emails that I get, Walt, are all always, oh my goodness, I wish I could be like Walt. I wish I can have that success. I'm trying, I'm hustling, and nothing has happened. What would be your word of advice to somebody who would like to make it in the music industry? I'd love to hear what you have to say.
First of all, I don't believe anybody can't do what they feel like they want to do. If you have something that is a dream, make that dream a goal. And once you make it a goal, go for it. Whatever you got to do, you know, anything in life is time and pressure. That's what it takes to make a diamond. To make a diamond, it is time and pressure. The more time you spend squeezing that whatever you're going after, and you're just putting all your might, your power into it, your time into it, eventually, when you open your hand up, man, you got a diamond sitting right there. So, you know, keep pushing. Whatever you think you can do, man, keep pushing. There's not a person who has attained success in anything that thought to themselves, man, I can't do this. There's not one person that thought to themselves they can't do this that has attained success in anything that they've done. You know, and that doesn't matter if you're doing music, or if you're selling tires. You got to start out at the bottom. You know, learn your craft first of all. Learn your craft. Learn your business about it, because you know you don't want to go into anything and not know what you're doing. You know, have common knowledge about that, and then figure out what you got to do to get to that point of your version of success, because that varies. You know, like you said, some people say that money is success.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, the fame is success. Some people just, I love pleasing people. I love for people to hear what I have to say. And that's my gift. That's successful to me, you know. So whatever it is for you, man, just keep pushing it. And once you get to that point where you say, okay, this satisfies me, this makes me happy, and you're a successful person.
Love it. Love it. And if you have just tuned in, everyone, we still have a couple of minutes. You are so welcome to call us in at 347-996-3926. And I am so happy that I asked this question, because I've heard it many different ways, and this is the very first time that I've actually heard, number one, turn your dream into a goal. Love it. Love it. And I've heard it at different ways, as I said earlier, but this is more to the point. Dreams are dreams. When you do nothing about it, they're still dreams. But when you turn those dreams into a goal and into a definite purpose, and those dreams are becoming something real, then it's no longer a dream. It's something that you're able to do. Second of all, keep pushing. And I've heard it again. It's always the common denominator between artists, between writers, that they have that common denominator of, it might not work tomorrow, it might not work today, it might not work next day, but someday, if you push it hard enough, it will happen. And learn your craft. It's interesting how people get into something without knowing anything about it, and they think that that's going to happen. And it's not, because that's not your strong subject. You need to learn it to the T. Everything that comes with becoming just like Walt, you know the business side of it, and know the craft, and know, basically, just learn everything about it. Love it, love it. On that note, Walt, there's probably times that you've seen your career going, you know, oh, I love it, this is an amazing ride, this is going the way I wanted it, and all of a sudden, you know, there is a down. What would you say is your hardest thing that you have to overcome in your business career?
Well, you have to overcome your self-doubt. You know, like you just so eloquently put it, it might not work today. It might not work tomorrow. But you keep on pushing till it works. If you got to, force it down his throat. You know, it sounds like whatever, but, you know, if you truly believe in that, you know, you got to keep going because it's not going to be easy. If this thing was easy, anybody could do it. Anybody could do it. Now, I do believe anybody could do it, but get to a certain level, yes, you definitely have to get rid of that self-doubt. You know, listen to that voice in your head, not somebody else's head. You know, it's good to get advice, but at the same time, you know, don't. If it's negative advice, then you know you probably that person isn't in doesn't have your best interest. So you know, you got to go for it, man.
That's all there is to it.
I don't know. I've just always been like, you know, I was one of them. It's five of us, my mother raised, and I'm the next to the youngest, and I was the one. My mother be like, you know, that stove is hot, and I see it over there glowing orange, but I'm gonna go touch it because, you know, I just gotta see for myself. You know, I got to be in the middle of it. You know, there's nothing I won't try. You know, and if you tell me I can't, I'm gonna figure out three ways to show you I can and that I will. So, you know, that came with, you know, toughening myself up, you know. And I'm definitely a reality person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If the juice isn't worth the squeeze, I'm not gonna mess with it, you know. But if I think that it is worth that squeeze, if I squeeze it and that juice pours out and you know, it's quenching my thirst, then yeah, it was worth it. But you won't know it's worth it unless you try it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you're a very busy person, and between, you know, your music career and I assume your personal life and everything that goes on, how do you balance yourself? How do you make sure that everything is taken care of? And obviously, there is going to be days that, you know, things are falling apart, whether in your personal life or spiritual life or even in your career life. But how do you come with the to be able to balance one day from another?
I involve my people. If you're with me, you're involved in what I'm doing. You know, it's not just me that makes things happen. You know, I have a wonderful team around me and wonderful support system. They give me just as much. They believe in me just as much as I believe in them. You know, it's a give and pull. You know, my personal life tends to be my business life in a lot of aspects because I wanted to involve myself in this, you know, all the way, you know, with no room for anything else because this is what I'm focused on. You know, other people making, you know, do, but me, I'm just not one of the person that wants to, you know. So, you know, if you're involved in this with me, then, you know, I know you on a personal level just as well as a business partnership, you know. I don't know if you can balance it, but some people do.
And good for you that you have a team that is able to help you and able to support you, especially the days that are things that are not falling through properly. It's really interesting, and it's great that you recognize that without your team, you're not able to cope. And a lot of us need. I mean, we have a team here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Somebody who looks at my email, somebody that looks at my sound, and so forth and so on. If it wasn't for my team, I have to tell you, things are not going to be running,
right,
you know, downloading things and all so forth. But we have to learn how to delegate. And delegating it takes a big person to say, you know what, I can't handle this one. I need you to handle it. And you know what, I need you to look after this for me. And it takes a big person to say, hey, I can't do it all. Because that's what we tend to do.
Right.
We tend to want to do everything ourselves. And that's when things fall apart. I want to be able to play your song, Walt T. And it's been an amazing time with you. You're such a bright eye. Congratulations, parents, your mom, for raising such an amazing fellow, and for, you know, giving you the gift of music that now you're able to do your dream. You're able to turn this dream into a fantastic goal, and good for you. Congratulations. And
thank
I
you,
will
so.
Love, my pleasure, hon, my pleasure. Any last word before we play your song?
Yeah, let me give a shout out to my manager, Andrew Wilson, and Chris Stahl over at CSP Music Group. And if you're down there in the Daytona area this weekend, I'll be performing at the Ocean Center. So come on down there. And show some love.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Enjoy the song, everyone.
Thank you.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time. Sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. It's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated. So dedicated. But you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing. I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough. I'm start to the finish tough. My endurance come from watching mama. She ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated. Growing, still showing, I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience, then my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the field. Bullets that would kill. I don't but see I... no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
And I'm so motivated. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. It's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated. And I'm so dedicated. Yeah, I know you hate it, but you can't ever trade it. Reasons why I'm doing what I do. What you know about dreaming and making it come true. Now never been the type to give up on nothing. I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough. I'm start to the finish tough. My endurance come from watching mama. She ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated. Going, still growing, still showing. I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience. Then my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the field. Bullets that would kill.
I don't
but
see
I...
no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
And I'm so motivated.
And that was amazing, Walt P. And I want to make sure that you guys follow him on Instagram. I've just tweeted right now, Walt P. Liz P. Radio Show. And also, I just pasted the website on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieT Radio. There is a radio button right now on my Facebook that you can click and listen to us live, or you can listen to us later on. Again, I want to thank everyone for listening. This is a radio show, so we will be playing some more songs. And again, thank you so much for the nomination for Women of Influence. I am so honored. I can't tell you how surprised I am. This is I've been nominated for many awards throughout my radio career, but honestly, there are always big surprises, and today is not the exception. And we will have another song, and Ashley J's the song Daria.
I can see you're falling apart. We can run.
There she stands, brighter than the morning sun. Her shape, her hair, her face is all amazing. And where she is, that's where I wanna be. Her kiss, her touch, her sweet smile. I never knew that love would catch me until your arrow hit me and you waltzed right into my life. Whoa, she makes me want to walk a straight line. Give love one more try. Heartbreak told me to never believe. And way back yonder used to love them and leave them. But now, now things have changed. Two kids, a house, and a golden ring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that all? She loves. Reciting our vows of love, my joy, my heart, my all. You're still amazing, and every day you get prettier and prettier. My love, my friend, my sweet wife. I never knew that love would catch me until your arrow hit me and you danced right into my life. Whoa, she makes me want to walk straight line. Give love one more try. Heartbreak told me to never believe. Way back yonder used to love them and leave them. But now, now things have changed. Two kids, a house, and a golden ring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that all? She loves me. Oh, she loves me.
Sean with the song She Loves Me. Love that song. Before that, that was Ty Waters, which we had the honor and privilege to interview him last week. A very talented boy. So thank you everyone for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada, which is becoming the winter already. So thank you for participating. Great time to be listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. And thank you so much for your sponsorship. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, make sure you email us at radio@lizt.ca. Very easy. radio@lizt.ca. CA for Canada. Don't have a good day. Make it a fantastic day. I'm your host and the producer of
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Bye bye for now.